Leah Hollis, Dr. Leah Hollis. And Dr. Hollis, along with all of this joblessness, we've also had some record job bias complaints.
Absolutely, yes.
Well, do the two coincide at all?
Yes. What's happening is, I mean, in this economic time where there are so many financial cutbacks, managers are often desperate to make decisions, even make emotional decisions. And I actually address that in my book, Unequal Opportunity. When there's a systemic problem where a particular class or gender is let go at a higher rate than everybody else, the manager is walking into a Title VII discrimination case.
Who are the people who are being let go over and above others? What groups are being targeted, do you think?
Well, I don't think there's a particular target, because it's happening. Everybody's actually protected under Title VII. Either you're born into it because of your race or your gender or your religion, or you age into it once you hit the age of 40. So the kinds of cases I'm seeing is, for example, a gentleman who is Muslim, who's not promoted over somebody else, or a young lady who has rights because she's pregnant, or it could even be somebody who's close to retirement and they're just not as technologically savvy and their manager doesn't offer them proper coaching. I can't say there's a particular target. It's just unwitting managers making mistakes.
Dr. Hollis, at what point do you decide that it is time to fight discrimination, that it's time for you to fight it?
Often people fight it when there's been a tangible loss. Either you've been passed over for a promotion, demoted, or outright separated from your employer. Fighting your employer is a tough thing to do. Your family doesn't always want you to move forward. It's an emotionally draining process. At the end, if you prevail, you do feel better and you do get your retribution, and sometimes you get a payout. But most people actually wait until there's a tangible loss. And the truth of the matter is, if you were to complain up front, you're putting your employer on notice that this kind of behavior is going on. You actually can prevent the tangible loss if you go ahead forward earlier.
And I would think, too, that as we said at the beginning of the interview, it's a tough job market, and
yeah,
maybe people are even afraid to say anything,
yes,
because they think, you know, it could get worse.
Absolutely. The interesting thing a lot of people don't know, managers and employees, is that there's a statute about retaliation. So if I complain that I'm being discriminated against because of one of the classes, race, gender, age, religion, and then my employer fires me, that's a retaliatory action, and that itself is something that a person can take forward to court. In fact, 36% of all those EEOC cases from last year were retaliation. So it's actually the opposite. You're better off. You, the employee, are better off if you complain, and the employer has to be particularly careful once somebody complains whether the complaint is valid or not. It doesn't mean you found racism or sexism. The fact that the person complained is enough to invoke those retaliatory statutes in Title VII.
Dr. Hollis, I'm sure the economy is the number one reason why we're breaking the record with these job bias complaints. What do you think will be number two?
More access to the internet and to the EEOC. Unlike the older days where we had newsprint, which I love newsprint, but it took longer for the news to get out. For example, when that issue came up with Walmart this week, it was like wildfire. Everybody knew it instantly. Lindsay Lohan fell last night in New York, and we all know about it. We don't care, but we all know about it. The thing with the getting fired, you know where to go. People know the EEOC. They know their state organizations. Our employees are more informed on top of this economic status that's just hurting the whole country. The recession is really hurting us.
I don't know. I think I heard you right, and correct me if I didn't, but it sounds to me like you're saying, too, that sometimes employers don't realize what they're doing.
Right, right. One of the cases that I'm familiar with is a young man files a racial discrimination case, a racial discrimination complaint in-house. Six other people join human resources in doing the investigation. So the employer not only has to be careful of the gentleman who filed the racial discrimination, he also has to be careful of the other six people who supported them. All seven, the original complainant, and the other six people in the investigation are all protected. And so then what happens is the employer turned around and one of those people got an uncustomary evaluation. That was a retaliatory charge. Another person was transferred. That's a retaliatory action. If you complain or support somebody who's complaining and then something bad happens to you, that's retaliation. And a lot of employers do not know that.
Well, Dr. Hollis, we could go on and on. This is a very interesting topic,
yeah.
And unfortunately, we're out of time. The book is Unequal Opportunity, Fired Without Cause, filing with the EEOC. Where can folks get a copy of that book?
We're on Barnes & Noble's, and if you go to my website, thediversityexperts.com, there's a sample chapter on our website as well.
All right. Dr. Leah Hollis, thank you so much for spending some time with us this afternoon.
Thank you so much. You take care.